It's time to listen different with Podcast 411, the podcast that brings you the 411 on podcasts, podcasters, and podcasting.
Welcome to the May 16th show. This is Rob, and you're listening to the Podcast 411 podcast. On today's show, our guest will be Eric Bergen from the Green Room Radio podcast. But before we get into the interview, quick note on the website at www.podcast411.com. And that is to go and check out the forum board, and more specifically the skit board. I just put up a new link to the Strangest of the Strange podcast review, and this one is for the Stupid Church People podcast. Please feel free to use this and play this on your podcast. If you have a skit you would like to share, please add it to the forum board so others can play it on their podcast and give you credit. I think going forward, skits such as what I'm doing with The Strangest of the Strange, or even more famously, what Jan Poulette does on The Daily Source Code, are going to be more prevalent and a better way to get out word about your podcast than, say, promos. Now, I'm going to still play promos, but eventually people are going to have to choose between playing a promo, which is a commercial, or playing a commercial where they're getting sponsorship. Which way do you think they're going to choose? Money or free advertising for you? Not much of a choice. But skits, if they're done well, will be a better way to get word out about your podcast, and it'll be a better way to cross-promote in the future, at least in my humble opinion. That's it for the site. Quick note about this week's podcast. The next podcast will not be on Wednesday. It will be on Thursday. And if you don't know why I'm not going to have it up on Wednesday, then you don't know that I am an uber Star Wars geek and have yet to decide if I'll be dressing up or not. But I have had my tickets for 2 weeks, and I am very much looking forward to this Star Wars movie. That's enough on the personal and website side. We're going to go ahead and play the promo now for the Green Room Radio, followed by the interview. Here we go.
Hey, this is Eric Bergen, host of Green Room Radio, located at greenroomradio.com. Here at Green Room, we cover the arts and entertainment world like it should be covered, with in-depth conversations with the artists and performers who make the entertainment scene thrive. Covering the worlds of music, books, theater, film, and home entertainment, we here at Green Room Radio believe that every artist has an interesting story to tell, and we are here to listen. Stop by greenroomradio.com to listen to a show or two, and then pick up our RSS feed. I'm Eric Bergen, inviting you to come hang out with us backstage in the Green Room.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, traditional first question, and that is, what was your first computer?
My first computer was actually one that my mother had passed on to me, I guess. She had started off with it because she was sort of one of the first people in business to end up using, at least in the art business, to use a computer. She taught me how to use it, and it was the Macintosh. It was like the first Macintosh, the sort of little box with a gray screen and the keyboard that made as much noise as possible, and a little dot matrix printer next to that.
What was the first podcast you listened to?
I think the first podcast I listened, well, I think the one I first heard about was the Don and Drew show, and I think I read about it in the Time, about 3 or 4 months ago when they started doing pieces on podcasting, and it was the one that I think they were talking about the most. It was one that they had featured. So I went and saw that, and then discovered podcasting as a whole, and then the second one that I listened to, which is actually what I really listen to now, is Coverville.
Okay. What other podcasts are you listening to on a regular basis now?
Well, I'm listening to a lot of the ones right now that a lot of the podcasts that help other people podcast, just because of just trying to get it all started. I'm listening to Daily Source Code, Coverville. I listen to I listen to yours, of course.
Now, tell our listeners a little bit about your podcast and the content of your show.
My podcast is Green Room Radio. We're at greenroomradio.com. It's really coverage of, I'd like to say it's coverage of the entertainment world as a whole. We focus on everything from music to books to theater to, DVDs and films and all other areas of the arts that seem to connect to me in some way, that I seem to find interesting, that I find out about. Really, it's just me, keeping a a strong eye on the entertainment industry, you know, just browsing bookstores and browsing music stores and, you know, just staying on top of all of the news and then seeing what seems interesting and what would be great in internet format or in review format. Basically, I got tired of watching shows like Entertainment Tonight and Extra and Access Hollywood, which were focusing on great entertainers and great artists. But then focusing on who they were sleeping with or who they were making money off of or who, you know, whatever. And they weren't concentrating on the art anymore. And not that my podcast is anywhere up to, you know, Entertainment Tonight. But the idea of it is to get back to the art of it.
So you're trying to get away from the tabloid TV.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, what they do is what they do, but, you know, there's, and I use this as an example, but as much as a lot of people hate her, I just keep thinking, you know, Britney Spears, well, she's covered in, you know, she's on TV every day for pregnancy or who she's now dating or, you know, whatever it is about her, but the fact is, you know, she's one of the top entertainers of the last, you know, 5 to 10 years. You know, why isn't someone doing an interview with her about her inspiration growing up and what it's like to be a performer and to, you know, to be an inspiration to young female performers? I mean, I mean that with all sincerity. I mean, how interesting would it be to actually interview Britney Spears about interesting things?
Well, I'm guessing when Britney does her new reality television show on Fox, that's not going to be the majority.
You know, I don't think so, and it's upsetting because there are so many great performers that are out there who fall into that trap. Ones that are known and ones that are unknown. I mean, even look at Mariah Carey, one of the greatest singers in pop music history, and she's turned into a joke in the public eye.
Well, I think some of that has to do with her actions and her treatment of people.
Yes, of course.
I mean,
definitely.
Everything you read is, you know, of all the divas, she's the one that's the meanest to everybody that surrounds her.
You know, I hear that. I'd love to have her on the show. We probably wouldn't talk about that, though.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to go back to her days when she worked in a rugby bar in New York City when she was just a waitress there.
Yeah, no.
When did you put up your first podcast?
We started doing it in March, and then we sort of we fell away from it for a while because I'm at college, and of course, spring break happens, so we sort of fell off the bandwagon. Then we decided to sort of restart it, so we put up, you know, we put up the old shows, which at that point was, you know, only two or something, and re-put them up with different dates and updated the shows a little bit, you know, re-edited the show so they were new. So I guess March, but really mid-April.
Okay, so where are you going to school?
The drama program at the North Carolina School of the Arts.
Are you from New York?
I'm from New York City originally.
Okay. Because I noticed a lot of your shows seem to have a New York slant to them.
Well, a lot of them have a slant because, you know, I was immersed in the world of theater there. I'm an actor in New York and a performer, and a lot of my friends are Broadway performers and off-Broadway performers and just sort of actors in the industry as a whole. And so when we started the show, it was originally just going to be a theater podcast show because that way I wouldn't have to go through the agents and the managers and all that. I mean, I could fill up a year's worth of interviews with just my friends. As open as the podcast world is, the theater world is still a very foreign thing to many people. So we decided to open it up to all areas of entertainment, but definitely keeping a very, very strong eye on the New York entertainment scene.
Well, not only that, opening it up to all the areas while you're in college, when you graduate, you're going to have quite a black book.
Well, yes, I would definitely hope so. The publicists from New York to L.A. who I've been working with on getting various interviews for various artists have definitely shown an interest in the show. There have been some who are very skeptical of it, some who have never heard of podcasting and such, but generally we've gotten a great reception. How many podcast shows are there now? I don't even know.
Over 5,000, almost 6,000 now.
Oh, my God. It's really incredible. I'm just trying to figure out the best way to market the show.
The best way to market, without a doubt, is cross-marketing with other podcasts. Get the word out. Talk to other people. Network with other people that do similar type shows.
I'm slowly figuring that out. That's probably the best way is going through other podcasts. I was thinking for a while because we do such specific shows on, you know, such a specific artist or a certain TV show or whatever, that we would go to the fan sites of those shows and publicize it there, which is a good idea, but I was learning that, frankly, they want to listen to just that show, and that's about it.
That's good. You should do that, by the way. One, it helps get your name out and more people will see it. But
right.
The biggest issue you're going to deal with is those people are going to be web listeners rather than podcast listeners. So they're going to be downloading it from your show rather than subscribing. So what you need to do is you need to inform them what podcasting is about and how to podcast. If you're going to bring them to your site, you need to also teach them about how to subscribe to podcasting and how to subscribe to your show.
Right.
So that they can then become a listener of you.
But now I've started to put that up on the site. I just learned that, actually. But that's how I got into it, was going to a site and then figuring it out that the show wasn't just available on their website, but it was also an actual thing you could subscribe to. That's how I found out about all of that.
More and more people are learning what podcasting is. Give it to the end of the year, and you won't get that deer in the headlights look from...
That's what I'm slowly realizing. When I'm on the phone with people in the media, setting up interviews with different performers, some of them say, well, what is this? Some of them don't even own an iPod, and then there are ones who obviously have a personal interest in themselves. When they get home from work, they obviously subscribe to podcasting because they're like, oh, podcast, blah blah blah. So, it's great that it's getting recognition.
There's been some very good articles in major publications.
Right.
Reader's Digest is going to have one soon.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it's hitting more and more mainstream media. Back to your show. What can your listeners look forward to in the future?
Well, I think we have a bunch of new interviews planned, some ones we are working on right now that we're just sort of trying to figure out time. How do I put this? We're trying to figure, they're trying to discover podcasting, basically. There are a lot of people who are hesitant to jump on the bandwagon because of what it is and or just how unknown it is, but there are people who are genuinely interested in it. We've had interest from Ben Folds, who is a wonderful performer and singer, who we are working on getting on the show now. The singer, Debbie Boone, we're working on getting an interview with her. These are things that are looking very, very well. The singer, Adam Richman, who has a new album out, who's just a really, really great artist, I'm doing an interview with tomorrow night, so that interview should be up later this month. We have a film director of a film that was basically the biggest hit at the Tribeca Film Festival this year, called Show Business. She's coming on our show this month. I guess overall, listeners can look forward to some really great interviews. We just put up the interview with Will McRobb, who was the creator of The Adventures of Pete and Pete, which was a wonderful show on Nickelodeon in the early 90s. And feature pieces, we're going to be going on location to California and Las Vegas. We're going to be doing a week out there covering the entertainment sort of, theater entertainment coverage out there. We're going to be going to London at the end of the summer. So
sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast, as well as our ongoing music and DVD reviews, things like that.
How are you getting your contacts for the people you're interviewing? Is it just Google and lots of elbow grease?
It really is. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to have, again, like I said, a lot of friends in the internet. Entertainment industry who, while they're not known, no contacts and things like that. So a lot of it's just word of mouth.
What kind of hardware are you using to do your podcast?
Well, I'm on an iMac G4, the swivel screen that came out about 2 years ago. I'm using a $9.99 JVC microphone. I'm using headphones that are plugged into my computer, and the Griffin iMic for the mic to go into the computer, because there's no audio import to the computer for a mic.
And then to edit, what software are you using?
To edit, I am using Audacity, and then for phone calls, and I'm using Skype, and for sort of all sort of recording, and basically my media center is Audio Hijack Pro.
Now, I noticed the length of your podcast varied from 21 minutes to 43 minutes. Is there a target goal for the length of your podcast, or is it you just talk and whatever it is?
There's no real goal. When we started out, there was no goal whatsoever. We just sort of did the show and then edited the show, but not, we didn't edit it to a specific time length. We're realizing now that people want not as long podcasts. So we were bringing them down to about 20. That actually also had to do with the fact that the first couple of shows I was doing with friends of mine who were, you know, somewhat known in the entertainment world. Jim Caruso, who's a cabaret performer in New York, and Sarah Kramer, who's the lead in Mamma Mia on Broadway right now. Those are my first two interviews, and they ended up being, you know, like 40 minutes long because, you know, they're my friends. What are they going to say? I'm sorry. No.
Jim gave you a lot of grief in the interview, I noticed.
Well, Jim does that. Yeah, and once he hears this interview, I'm sure he'll love the fact that I'm talking about him. But yeah, but it was all meant in fun. And the second interview I did with Sarah was also a lot of fun, and we're actually going to redo the interview with Sarah because she has a lot happening this summer with a new show she's going to be doing and some new music she's putting out. So we're actually going to redo that show, but we're keeping the old one up for now as a reminder, simply for ourselves of, you know, where we started out. But yeah, but you're right. On that first interview, Jim pretty much just makes fun of how bad the phone connection was at that time, which is actually provides an hour worth of laughter. As far as time, like now, you know, when we start to deal with people who are not friends of mine, then we have to go by the standards that the media sets for us. You know, they gave us 20 minutes to talk to, or they gave us a half hour to talk to Will McRobb of Pete and Pete, and we were cut 10 minutes short by technical problems we were having, but we got 20 minutes in, and frankly, it's the best interview we've done because it's straight and to the point and quick and all that stuff.
It was a very good interview.
Thank you.
What advice would you like to offer to those looking to start a podcast today?
You know, you got to do what you want to do. You sort of got to, quote unquote, follow your dream in a sense.
This is where I play the background music for Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Exactly. And I can sing along if you'd like. It's really, you really got to do what you got to do, and you got to make it your own because there are so many different shows out there, and let's face it, a lot of them are bad. But there are so many great ones there. And I think what people are discovering with podcasting is that it's the most honest shows that are getting the most listeners. You know, the shows like Dawn and Drew. I mean, those are two people just sitting there and talking. You know, there couldn't be anything more honest than that.
Well, I think with podcasting, one way to describe it is what's one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, frankly, you know, who ever thought that 10 years ago, listening to a show like Dawn and Drew would be interesting? Now, shows like Coverville or shows like mine, Green Room Radio, are definitely not as reality-based. They're definitely more news and coverage of something, but they're still, you know, because they're interviews, we get the truth for the person we're talking to. So I think the truth is probably, to get the truth out would probably be my advice. So yeah, definitely just do the truth, I guess.
Eric, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I can't wait to hear how I sound on someone else's show.
Well, that concludes our interview with Eric from the Green Room Radio. You can find that podcast at www.greenroomradio.com. Eric, thanks again for being on the podcast. And if you out there would like to be on the show, please send an email to podcast411@gmail.com. And also send your promos if you'd like to get them played at the end of the show. At the end of today's show, we're going to be playing a promo from the Combat Information Center. It's a podcast about Battlestar Galactica. Uber geekness. I love it. Well, anyway, this is your host, Rob, from Podcast 411. As always, reminding you to listen different.
Are you a Battlestar Galactica fan? If you are, you need to check out the Combat Information Center. It's available at www.alanlight.com/galactica. That's www.alanlight.com/galactica. It's your one-stop source for all things Galactica.